Whitney's son.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, can you roll down the window some more?
No, I'm good with that.
What's that?
I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable
You're
there.
Okay with that? All right, well, I'm stopping you for going 52 and a 40.
Okay.
All right, so can I see your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance?
That's a commercial law, and I'm not engaged in any commercial activity.
Because you're going 52 and a 40, can I see your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, please?
Okay, am I free to go? I'm not engaged
You're detained
in any...
right now.
I'm
not
detained?
Free to go.
Okay, can you read me my rights, please?
I don't need to.
If I'm detained, that's considered a custodial
arrest. So therefore, I don't have to read you your rights. Okay, so your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance.
I'm either free to go or I'm under custodial arrest.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, please.
I am traveling. I'm not driving. And I'm not operating in any commercial.
Driver's license, please.
What crime did I commit?
I already told you.
That's a commercial crime, and I am not engaged in any commercial activity.
Stack round 4211.
So this is Curtis Timothy Keller. He was pulled over in California, and what you're witnessing is somebody literally manifesting their rights back into existence, because that's the only way you can do it. Now, you don't even have to talk to police. In fact, you definitely probably shouldn't even speak to the police. You can have something written and you can give it to them, and then from there on out, it's up to them at the end of the day what they want to do. Each time you speak to the police, you risk slipping up and giving them jurisdiction, because it's all a word game. It's called a tacit agreement, which means if you do certain things they ask without challenging it, they have jurisdiction over you. It's that simple. These people have no more power than you do. The only power they have is the power you give them. It's like our dollar is not backed by gold. It's really worth nothing. The only power that it has is the power that you give it. So you'll notice the officer radioing in for backup here in a minute. Code Magnolia. And that's just a form of intimidation. You'll see later in the video, there'll be no backup. In this specific situation, the first thing I would say to the police officer is, sir, you have no jurisdiction over me, just so you know. If you don't understand what that means, I suggest you get a supervisor here. Just know that any decision you make here going forward, you will be held in your individual capacity. I'm not going to be suing the police department. This is you that is infringing upon my rights while I'm in the private. This vehicle is my private vehicle. I do not give you consent. You do not have jurisdiction over me. What do you need, sir? Just remember, when you speak to them, the biggest thing to remember, just don't use their vocabulary. You don't have to use any specific words or fancy words, just don't use theirs. So there's motor vehicle and driving. People like to use automobile and traveling. Great words. But the best thing to do is just not to say anything at all, because these people are trained to get tacit agreement over you, to get you to contract with them verbally.
I'm operating in a private capacity.
4211, can you start me another unit? I'm Magnolia in front of Bear River High School on a traffic stop. Someone refusing to give me their information. Sir, I'm stopping you for speeding.
That's
it's a law. Okay.
It's a commercial code, and I'm not operating any commercial activity.
You're
going
to have to
activity.
Be clear. I cannot hear you.
That is a commercial code, and I am not operating in a commercial capacity.
You're driving on a California highway. Therefore,
it's a public road.
You're subject to California highway laws. Okay, and one of those is what you did was 52 and a 40.
Those only apply to U.S. citizens, and I'm a non-resident alien.
Okay, so what did he just say? Okay, so U.S. citizen, what is that? That's a United States citizen. Now, United States is the name of a business, not the United States of America where you live. The United States of America is each state together combined. Okay, that's all of us, with each state having its own constitution. That's why, for instance, some states can have marijuana legalized, and that's why federally, which is commercial jurisdiction, federal government, they have it illegal. But people can do it anyway in their states, because their state constitution trumps the federal corporation constitution, right? So it goes federal BS constitution, which is who this guy works for, and that's the policy that's hollow. And the policy only applies to people who think they have to follow it. When you understand your rights and you assert them, latches goes away, and then you have your rights again, okay? Now, these police officers on this level, they don't really understand this. They're speak about it here and there, but they don't really care. Now, the supervisors know this. The higher you go up in the chain, to the judges, etc., they know this, okay? And their job all the way up the chain is to get you to contract with these people. All you have to do is know your rights, take your time, breathe, and speak carefully, or not at all. And just remember, when you're not speaking, you plead your Fifth Amendment right, which means that you have the right not to incriminate yourself by closing your mouth. And when you close your mouth and don't give them evidence, that's how you do the opposite of incriminate yourself. This whole thing is about acquiring evidence both on you and you on them. Because if they violate your rights, you're going to sue them, because that's the remedy built into the Constitution to hold people like this accountable. So when they're talking about the code, that's the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, and then there's also the USC, which is just United States Code. These are just two books of BS that people follow because they think they have to. Let's continue.
And I'm a non-resident alien.
What's that?
That only applies to U.S. citizens, and I am a non-resident alien.
It applies to anybody traveling on this highway. It doesn't
okay.
matter if
what,
you're...
What's your name and badge number?
Officer Jeffers, badge number 20107. Sir, I don't know what the problem is.
The problem is that your job is to uphold the Constitution.
My job is to enforce the vehicle code of the California system.
This isn't a vehicle. This is an automobile.
It's a vehicle.
It's an automobile.
Okay. We're not gonna do the whole semantics thing.
Well, that's what you guys do, is play on words.
Literally, this entire thing is a verbal contractual battle. Words are the most important thing here in this whole transaction.
Sir, I need to see your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance. It would speed up a whole lot faster. We'd be able to get you on your way.
And here we go. Now we're repeating over again.
I'm going to need you to read me my rights unless I'm free to go.
An amazing technique, because it applies pressure. And he's attempting to get the situation to move forward without being aggressive. Now keep in mind, he's sitting here. This is a long pause. They're trained to be precise with what they say, think long and hard, and to use time to let yourself get in your own head. Again, this is another form of intimidation and psychological pressure. And don't forget, every word spoken is evidence.
Sir, can you please hand me your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance?
What crime did I commit? The definition of a crime is when you injure somebody.
You absolutely need to have committed a crime for them to be able to have any jurisdiction over you. And even at that extent, it all depends on what the quote-unquote crime was, which book defined that crime. The police officer in the city or the state cannot be victims for you speeding, because there is no victim, because you haven't done anything. You've broken one of their company policies, which means nothing, because you don't work for their company. When you realize you don't work for their company, it's that simple. In order for them to have jurisdiction over you, they need to prove willfulness, which means that you knew you were committing a crime. So if you are acting saying that it's your constitutional right, you believe that's how you're interpreting your rights, which absolutely is true, they cannot prove willfulness, because you in fact do not believe it's a crime. Therefore, they cannot prove willfulness, and therefore, there can be no criminal penalties. There is no jurisdiction over you. Look deeper into willfulness. It'll benefit you.
We're not...
I didn't hurt anybody.
We're both adults.
I know we're both adults, sir.
I know I'm being recorded. I totally understand that. When it comes to reading your rights, that's only when you're under arrest. And I need to investigate something further. But that's not what's happening here.
If I'm not under arrest, then I'm free to go.
No, you're not. You're detained.
Detained is a custodial arrest.
No, it's not. They're filming us.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a very long time, and that's not how it works. Okay, I'm out here to keep people safe, and one of those things is stopping somebody that's going 52 and a 40. Trying to keep other people safe.
Now, this officer means well, but he's a little confused about the color of law.
So, it would speed up the process a whole lot faster if you give me your information. Because essentially, if you don't, then I'm gonna have to arrest you and take you in. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so now this is the ultimate threat. You'll most likely end up here. And this is where you can make the decision to take it up a notch or to just keep it nonchalant. Either way will work for you. And by take it up a notch, it doesn't mean get violent, be aggressive. That's not what that means. So when he's asking for your information, he's not really wanting your information. The whole point is for you to agree to his demand And that gives them jurisdiction because you're accepting and agreeing to the tacit agreement, which is a contract. It's contractual law. You're contracting with the officer when you agree to do anything that he asks you to do. That's your private vehicle. You don't have to do anything, even speak to him. Curtis is doing him a favor by even speaking to him and doing us all a favor so we can talk about it. Now, can you be arrested? Absolutely, you can be arrested. But at this point, this is when you say, as soon as he threatens your arrest, you say, just so you know, all of this is being recorded and is evidence against you in your individual capacity. It's not you and the Brotherhood. They don't have your back. It's me and you. You're a human. I'm a human. He's a king. You're a king. Equal kings, okay? Him being an officer doesn't mean anything. Now there's a problem because he's challenging you in your kingdom. So if you do get arrested, stay calm, record it all, get as much evidence as possible, and if you're really good, you can box them in creative ways, verbally. So that way, later on in evidence, you really have just an extraordinary amount of evidence and a really good story to tell. But you can keep it simple. You don't even have to go this route. You can do what he's about to do, and it may work out.
What crime did I commit?
You have to give me the information. This is a lawful detainment.
Failure to ID is not a crime. That's a
but
subsequent
in this situation,
crime.
It is. If you don't allow me to do my job to the point that I can
okay,
not
listen.
Issue you a citation,
listen.
Then I have to take you into the judge now, and I don't want to do that.
I'm going to provide you with an identification because you're being very difficult and not listening to what the law is. Okay? But I want you to know that when you flip this over, you commit treason. So
I'm what?
You're committing treason.
I'm committing treason?
When you open that.
All officers are committing treason anyway because they're actually paid through the International Monetary Fund, which is through the United Nations. All officers and officials and politicians need to be paid from an American bank or it's treason because otherwise they'd be aiding a foreign nation. That's the definition of treason.
That has my information and you can check your system.
What's that?
That has my information. You can check your system.
It's got some information. What about the registration and insurance for the vehicle?
Anything I give you can and will be used against me in a court of law, correct?
Everything you give me is what you're required to give me based off the traffic stop. And then whether or not I decide to write you a ticket, then it goes to court. And then it's up to the traffic court judge.
And let's just talk about this. If you do write me a ticket and I don't agree with it and I won't sign it, then what?
Then unfortunately I have to arrest you and take you to the judge now.
Okay, and then I'll sign it under duress and void it.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I understand how it works.
I'm just trying to get through this.
I realize that, but you don't understand.
I have nothing against you.
I'm not saying you do, but you don't understand the law.
I do understand the law. I've been doing this for a very long time.
You understand procedure. There's a difference.
Absolutely. There's a difference between procedure, law, code, and rights. Huge difference. And when he's saying signing under duress, you absolutely have to sign what they give you, but sign 1-308. UD, under duress. 1-308, if you look up in the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC book, it'll explain that you're reserving your rights, not waiving them. And you're under duress because he has a weapon and he's threatening to take you to jail and take your vehicle. Well, he has his child.
Here's insurance.
Thank you.
So now technically, because he participated and gave them this information, he is now under tacit agreement. But that doesn't mean that in court you still can't get out of a situation like this. Just because you sign your driver's license doesn't mean you knew the contract you were getting into. Just because you agree to this tacit agreement doesn't mean you know the contract you're getting into. So if you bring that up and you know that, then it'll melt away as well. So again, the more you know, the more power you have.
Here's registration.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you'll notice when you submit to any of the requests, they'll just keep asking for more and more.
4211, I'm going for it.
And more, because they want as much evidence as possible that you consent.
All right. Is 26320 Highway 174 still a good address?
He doesn't really want his address. He wants him to consent.
Just a simple question.
Just check your system.
Huh?
Just check your system.
What if the system's not up to date and that's not your real address?
I don't live in Washington, D.C.
Oh, neither do I.
So they're in California. Why did he just say Washington, D.C.? Washington, D.C. is not in the United States. It's located in the center of the United States, but it's actually the District of Columbia. This is true. It's a completely different place. It's not the United States of America. Washington and Washington, D.C. are completely different places. Again, Washington, D.C. is its own district. That's where the federal government is. And it's not in the United States of America. It's in the United States, right? Because that's the name of their business, their corporation. So he's about to say that he's actually a national, land national. Just use any other words but theirs.
I reside on the land in the California Republic. Okay? So you can check my information and it'll show you where I live. It's current.
Okay. That's all I need to know. All right, stay in the car. I'll be right back with you, sir.
So now the officer is going to go call in to his supervisor, be like, hey, this is the situation. What do you want to do? Supervisor is going to be like, listen, who knows what this guy knows? Who knows who he knows? Leave it alone. We already have enough of these popping up. Just don't even give him a ticket. Leave it alone. So next time, just call a supervisor and they'll either leave quicker or they'll call into their supervisor and they'll just brush you off. Don't even feed these vampires.
Hey,
there's no Mr. Keller here. My name's Curtis.
Curtis? Oh, I'm just trying to be respectful.
I know, but that's a fictitious entity. So
that's what typically what people want to know.
So what happened here? The contractual vocabulary is structured in a way where when they're referring to your straw man, which is what they call it, or your double, or your paper version, or the BS version of you that they use to hold jurisdiction over you, when you listen to them, when they call you by your last name, and not your full name or your first name, or they do all caps, they're referring to the hollow version of you, and when you respond to it, you're admitting to being that hollow version of you that is actually controlled. So you're basically stepping into their bio suit, you're stepping into their mech, their suit that is controlled by them when you respond to your last name being called. We thought it was military, right? Just remember, it's U.S. military, not USA military. That's why we have militias.
Now, I'm not looking to trick you or anything, but is there any, like, I'm not going to arrest you, nothing, but is there any way that we can talk face-to-face outside of the car?
If I get out of my car, I give up my rights.
You what?
I give up my rights.
No, you're not giving up any rights. I'm telling you, because I'm being recorded. I'm recording myself, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to place you under arrest or anything, okay? I just want to talk to you face-to-face, man-to-man, okay?
About what?
Just about what's going to happen.
Just
the results of the stop. That way we're not talking through this little crack.
I feel more comfortable staying in my car.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so here's the deal, okay? Went back, ran you, except for a license plate ticket back in 22 or something like that. You got a clean thing. Okay, I'm not here to hem anybody up, okay?
Okay.
And with, you know, the minimal exchange of words that we've had.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not a spiteful person.
I'm hoping not. I mean, I know your job is to protect.
Okay. I'm here to keep people safe.
I understand that.
One of those things is stopping people when they're going over the speed limit as much as you are. Okay. And so with that being said, like if I write you a ticket today, okay, it's going to make it look like that I'm doing it out of spite because of the words that we've had. Okay. And then it's going to end up going to court and there's going to be more words. It's just going to be an endless process. But here's the deal. Okay, I'm not writing you a ticket because I'm afraid of that. I'm not afraid of a fight, okay, because we're talking about 12 miles over the speed limit.
Right.
Okay.
So first of all, what do you mean he's not afraid of a fight? That says two things to me. Number one, ego. Ego much? Like, really? I'm not afraid of a fight. Why would you even say that? That doesn't make you look good or the police force. That doesn't make either of you look good. Number two, it makes me think that they told you on the phone, listen, let him go with a warning. Don't give him a ticket. It's not worth our time. But remember what they taught us in the academy. Maintain pressure. Maintain authority. Because it's fictitious. That's why they're so heavy with the authority, and that's why it's so scary when they pull you over. That's why their cars are made that way. That's why they look like sharks and they stick out and they scare you and they stop your heart. It's a fear game. It's all psychological. Why? Because that is the only way they maintain their power. When you understand this knowledge, go to secretcivics.com. It's all there for free. I teach you. I show you. You understand this, and it all melts away, and it's laughable.
I'm looking out for people's safety.
I understand.
You seem like a good enough guy.
Uh-huh.
And I would ask that you just slow down.
I can do that.
Ride by the speed limit a little bit better.
I can do that. I was trying to get my daughters to an appointment that we have at 4:30 and it's on the other side of 49 and everything. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I know you're just doing your job. But I have to inform you that the laws that you're talking about...
We're not going
to
get into that. We're not going to get into that because obviously we... You know,
I know we don't... That's fine. I get it.
And so I'm not here to, you know, to bash words.
Okay.
Okay? The only thing I ask is you just slow down in the future for everybody's safety because speed is a factor in every collision.
Uh-huh.
Okay, especially deadly collisions, and I'd hate to see anything bad happen to you or anybody else.
Okay.
Like I said, you seem like a good enough guy. Try to keep you around a little bit longer.
I appreciate that, yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to write you a ticket, all right, but please slow down.
Okay.
All right? Okay, there's all your information back.
Thank you.
All right, you drive safe, okay?
I will, you do the same.
I love that instantaneous response. You do the same. You know, it's all about asserting your authority or asserting your rights. That's literally what the name of the game is. So it latches when I said that earlier. That means if you don't know your rights and if you don't assert them in a timely fashion, then you have no rights. All you need to know is that you have kingdom jurisdiction. Unless you're violating another king or queen's jurisdiction, then you literally are doing nothing wrong. You can do whatever you want. And if another king or queen has an issue with you, they file suit. They file a complaint. It's the same thing. Police were there as middlemen, and now they've lost their mind, and we've lost our mind, and now we're gaining our mind back. That's seriously the way it is. Go to secretcivics.com. I explain it all there to you for free. I go in a little deeper. It's long, but it's free. Check it out. And just for information, if you were to get pulled over, get a ticket, okay? As soon as you step into court, you give them jurisdiction. What do you do instead of going into court? You fight it administratively, which is simply through the mail, and then you box them in with questions that you know the answer to. And if they admit the answers to those questions, they'll incriminate themselves. So instead of even sending you another letter back, you'll get a dismissal. And always request jury trial right away. It's asserting your rights, and they don't want to spend the money on jury trial over a stupid traffic ticket. Wash, rinse, repeat. SecretCivics.com. I hope you enjoyed this video. I'm GK with the Disclosure Hub.